You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Here we are again with the five lies of Islam. Lie one, Islam is a religion of love. Lie two, Islam is a religion of peace. Lie three, Allah is another name for God. Lie four, Jesus of the Muslims is the same as Jesus of the Christians. And lie five, the Quran is a holy book. All lies, all perpetrated on the public. In fact, probably the vast majority of people in the United States believe it. And probably even a vast majority of Muslims, because most Muslims are just like most Christians. They don't really know what their book says. They're Christians because they were born into a Christian family. They're told they're Christians. And they show up occasionally, like Christians will show up, you know, Easter, Christmas, a few times a year. But they don't actually study the book. They don't study the Bible. They don't know what the Bible says. They only know what others tell them it says. And that's the way most Muslims are. They don't study what the Quran said. The ones that study it and believe it are what gets labeled extremist Muslims. In other words, the terrorists. The more devout of a Muslim you are, the more of a terrorist you are. So, is Islam a religion of peace? That's lie number two. Let's take a look. Islam divides the world into two parts. One is Dar es Salaam, the house of peace. They say this is the house of the Muslims. The other is Dar es Faarb, the house of war. And they say whoever is not of the house of the Muslims is of Dar es Faarb, the house of war. But the Dar es Salaam, the house of peace, cannot have peace in the world until the house of war is destroyed. And that will be accomplished when the pagans, the Jews, the Christians, all of them, everybody that's not a Muslim is destroyed or converted to Islam. But let's look at the Dar es Salaam, the house of peace or Muslims, in the two countries where it should exist according to these definitions. So what country has both of these? Afghanistan. The Buddhists and the Hindus are gone except for a few thousand Hindus who have to wear a yellow badge like the Jews in Germany did during the last World War. So because the native Jews and the Christians are gone also, Afghanistan is just about totally, according to Islam, a house of Dar es Salaam, a utopia. Never mind the public executions of those who are opposed to the Taliban. Never mind that death is preferable to surrender philosophy of the Taliban. Never mind the burqas that the women have to wear. Never mind the national history of tribe killing tribe. The word utopia, as I understand it, comes from a Greek word artopia, which means a place which cannot possibly exist. How about Algeria? Over 100,000 Muslims have been slaughtered by their own fellow Muslims in the past few years. No Christians or Jews are even allowed. Is this a utopia? See, this whole thing that Islam is a religion of peace is a lie. History and the facts prove it's a lie. Don't believe it. Don't be fooled. And don't let them lie to you. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.